Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Authorities in Sanilac County are investigating what may be a hate-motivated break-in at a home in Brown City. Police say a residence on McMorran Street belonging to a biracial family was vandalized while the homeowners were in the process of relocating to Ohio. One of the family's daughters discovered the damage when she returned to the house to collect belongings. According to investigators, the home had been broken into with walls damaged, paint spilled across the floors, and multiple racial slurs spray painted inside. Brown City Police were notified of the incident on April 4th and say the case remains active. Officials indicate several charges are being considered, including a possibility of a hate crime. The FBI has now joined the investigation and is working alongside local authorities. Community members say the incident is troubling for the small town, where the family had lived for several years without prior issues. Anyone with information is urged to contact Brown City Police. And a 76-year-old Saginaw woman has died following a crash involving a garbage truck early Friday morning. Police say the collision happened just after 5 a.m. at the intersection of Clark and Hill Streets on the city's north side. Investigators report the woman was driving east on Clark Street when her vehicle, a Chevrolet Cruze, was struck on the driver's side by a southbound waste management truck. The driver, identified as Charlotte Hines of Saginaw, was transported to a local hospital where she later died. Authorities say her family has been notified. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our local news.
You've been diagnosed with COPD, but breathing seems to be getting harder. Everyday activities, walking to the mailbox, going up the stairs, talking on the phone, take more effort than they used to. Is this you? If your COPD symptoms are getting worse, there may be options that can help you breathe easier and get back to doing more of what matters to you. Visit the COPD Foundation website at isthisyoucopd.org to learn the signs of severe and worsening COPD and the right questions to ask next. Take action today. Breathe better tomorrow.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and just placed on my desk within the last few moments, road closures announced across Huron County due to high water. The Huron County Road Commission has closed multiple roads across the county after rising water levels made several areas unsafe for travel. Officials say the closures will remain in place until the water recedes and crews can inspect each roadway for damage. The following roads are currently closed: Nugent Road from Morrison to Huron Line, Hartzell Road from Canberra to Sebewing, Farver Road from Canberra to Sebewing and from Canberra to Kilmana, Maxwell Road from Canberra to Kilmana, Gagetown Road from Canberra to Kilmana, Stein Road from Nodder to Gagetown, Canberra Road from Maxwell to Farver, Eby Road from Crone to Elkton, and Pinnebog Road from Crown to Fillion. Road Commission officials emphasize that once water levels drop, each affected roadway will be evaluated before reopened to the public. Drivers are urged to avoid flooded areas, obey barricades, and use alternate routes.